There's a legendary Durham restaurant on Fayetteville Street known for fried chicken. The Chicken Hut may be Durham's oldest black-owned business. This morning, we pay a visit.
Hello, Chicken Hut. Okay, today we have salmon patties, baked chicken with gravy, barbecue beef ribs, country smothered pork chop. My name is Peggy Tapp, and we're located 3019 Fayetteville Street. In the southern part of Durham, apple cobbler, peach cobbler, coconut pie, and sweet potato pie. I've been doing this forever. It's the only job I've ever had, right at Chicken Hut. So it's been about over 50 years. My husband actually started the business in 1957. His name was Claiborne Tapp, Jr. And how I met him, actually, was just started working for him. The story is, he was processing chickens. And then he just got involved and wanted to open a restaurant. So we actually had a little box, like drive-in, window service. So this is how we actually started. I was hopping cars. That's what we did back. In those days. And then he just graduated on, kept going until he got more businesses, and this is the way it was. But he was a wonderful person with personality. So he was a people's person. My son is exactly like him.
My name is Trey Tapp, and I'm 39 years old. My dad, he started off with one restaurant, and at one time he had five restaurants. But during that time, he had like a massive stroke and got ill. So this is why the standing location we are in now is still up and running. You know what I'm saying? So he basically downsized because of health reasons. And I think he built this one in like 1960. 1960.
I think it was 60 or 62 we came here. Okay. Because Urban Renewal was having us to move. In fact, all of the businesses, black businesses, had to move because they were coming, building expressways and so forth. They were going to relocate us, but my husband chose not. So he just found some property here, and he just built it himself. Somebody was telling me about a month ago that we were the oldest only black business still surviving. It's a struggle. You're not going to have everything peaches and cream. You just got to take the bitter with the sweet. And sometimes people give up. They're not willing to keep going. But you have to be a fighter. And that I am a fighter. And his daddy was a fighter. So, you know, and I think he's going to be a fighter. So that's the way it is.
Well, my dad always told me, you know, in order to run a restaurant, you have to know how to do everything that the restaurant calls for. So I fry chicken, and I wash dishes, I've cleaned bathrooms, I've served, I know how to do it all. That's something that I think is important with running a business. And like, you go anywhere and get fried chicken, collard greens, and mac and cheese, but it might not be the same type of customer service.
Yes, 1693.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good
day.
All right, y'all do the same.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Murphy. I work for Federal Express. I come here about two or three times a week, and I've been coming here since I was a child. I grew up on this side of town, and this place has been here as long as I've been living.
We feed the homeless shelter, we feed the mission. We have people come in and say, I don't have but a quarter, a dollar, some don't have any. But we feed them. They don't ever go out the door hungry.
The story was produced by Maggie Blunk-Miller for WUNC's Next Generation Radio Project.